Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the Brown family of Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade through their summer season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, we're on tour at Amalthea's cheesemaking factory a few miles from the farm on the outskirts of downtown Belgrade. Amalthea is so much more than a dairy. It's a vertically integrated and diversified farm, one that's received multiple EcoStar awards for its environmental efforts. Part of that is using byproducts and sustainable practices wherever possible. So here at the cheese plant, the whey gets siphoned and saved to feed the hogs that are raised on the farm. And at the farm, the manure from the goats that give the milk to make the cheese is turned into compost that fertilizes the crops. Sue Brown says how the family farms has a lot to do with the quality of the products.
Those three are our American Cheese Society Awards, second and two thirds, and that was from way back before we were organic in 2004. And then this last year, we received a first place for our whole milk ricotta.
There's a lot of talk of adding value to Montana's agricultural products to try to boost farmers' bottom lines. Adding value means changing the physical state of a product, like milling wheat into flour, pressing strawberries into jam, or, in this case, making goat milk into award-winning cheeses. It's striking to see what that actually looks like. A factory, a totally different environment from the farm we visited last week, where newborn piglets and kids sat under heat lamps in the family's kitchen.
We have our license for driving the milk truck and picking up milk. We have a retail large food license.
Operating a cheese factory with its licenses, machinery, and hairnets is a totally different skill set than looking after goats on a farm. I asked Sarah, this is the other Sarah Brown, Sue's daughter, about that.
It definitely is. In the beginning, we kind of learned it by trial and error. We have in the past tried to make a twice cooked ricotta, which then turned into a ricotta salata. We've done goudas that didn't quite turn out the way we wanted them to, and we ended up with a cheese called Bosmano for a while that was pretty tasty.
We head out of the front office into the warehouse where the milk truck is parked. It's a 1970s relic, a one-ton Ford pickup with a milk tank on the back.
It will steer you in a direction you may not want to go. It definitely has the power to do that.
Sarah and Sue begin to process the milk as soon as it comes in on the milk truck.
In the state of Montana, it is required pasteurization, so we're currently bringing up the milk to the required 145 temperature, which it will sit at for about 30 minutes, and then we'll start to cool it in order to have light culture.
The 6,000 pounds of milk that comes in weekly makes about 750 pounds of several different types of cheeses.
Right now, we are making chèvre, feta, and ricotta out of those. Doing the small batches lets us have a little bit more quality control over the cheese, and you're able to actually feel where it's at and what it needs as it goes along, whereas with a larger batch, you wouldn't have as much quality control.
There's quality control and testing at every turn. Adding value to a product, it turns out, means adding steps.
Every batch of milk that we bring in, we keep track of the temperature it comes in at, and have to test it for antibiotics or anything that might be in the milk.
The cheese is mixed and salted in a stainless vat, then boxed, ready to ship to restaurants and distributors all over the country.
This morning, we're working on the first order for Yellowstone National Park, Xanterra. So that's very exciting to begin their season today.
Next week, Sue and Sarah let me taste some of the cheese.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.